Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you, 844-236-6010. We'll be speaking to a couple guests today, and we'll get your calls in this first segment if we have calls. We've got Grace Asagra coming up at the in our next segment. Grace is a very interesting registered nurse who's dedicated herself to helping spread the word about good health and nutrition. She's a Filipino nurse, and she's got a really cool podcast, video podcast, and she does a panel, I guess you call it a video panel with healthcare professionals. I'm going to be on it tomorrow, and we'll be talking about that. Grace calls herself a quantum nurse. We'll talk to Grace Asagra in our next segment, RN, and we've got another nurse coming up at the bottom of the hour. I love speaking with nurses. Nurses really do the heavy lifting in terms of healthcare. It's not the physicians, it's the nurses that really do the heavy lifting when it comes to healthcare. We have our second nurse coming on at the bottom of the hour. Jean Keegan Daly is the author of a book, Reflections of a Seasoned Soul. She's a hospice nurse, and she's worked with people. She works with people as they're dying, and she's discovered some very interesting things she's written about them in her book, Reflections of a Seasoned Soul. We'll talk to Jean Keegan Daly at the bottom of the hour, Grace Asagra in our next segment, and we'll get your calls this segment if we have, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team. If you want to start a longevity business, if you want to start a nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470, ask about the Bright Side Ben team, and ask about the longevity business opportunity. You can also purchase products by calling 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so we have been talking about the STAR system, strategy, tools, application, results. We said that anything you want to accomplish in life, you have to start off with a strategy, a recipe, a formula, a protocol, a step-by-step way of achieving whatever it is you want to achieve. Then you got to gather the tools. Then you got to learn how to apply the tools. And the beautiful thing about the STAR system is once you have a strategy, tools, and you know how to apply the tools, you will always, always, always get the results you're looking for. Call it the STAR system. The idea of our attention is also an important aspect to achieving whatever we want to achieve, and thinking of attention as a resource, something that we pay attention. And unfortunately, we pay attention unconsciously. We spend our attention unconsciously. Our attention is our most precious resource, and how we pay or spend our attention is incredibly important to understand. Paying attention unconsciously and unwisely costs us joy. It costs us effectiveness in our lives. And one of the most costly attention spending strategies involves fighting with the circumstances of our lives, fighting with how our lives show up. This is called resistance. And it's unfortunately something that almost everybody does too much of. We resist what shows up in our life. We fight what shows up. We resist what is. And resistance, or resisting what is one of the foolish and most costly lifestyle strategies or life strategies that we all do. Everybody does it. Unless you're paying attention to how your life shows up and how you're responding to your life, you're probably resisting things that you don't like. When we resist what shows up, when we resist what is, we're resisting, we're paying the price for fear. Resistance is the result of fear. And for many of us, if not most of us, it drives our lives. To resist something that's already here is the very essence of futility. And this is not to say that we don't want to try to affect change. We don't want to accomplish some kind of change. Clearly, the situation in the world in general, and likely for many of us as individuals, our specific personal situation is not acceptable. There's something we want to change. There's things that we want to change. That's likely why you're listening to this radio program. And that's not the problem. There's nothing wrong with wanting to change things in our lives. But that change must be about the future. There's nothing wrong with trying to take action today, but we have to do it so we can change what shows up tomorrow. What is. It's here. There's nothing you can do about what is now. This is a subtle but very important distinction, and not understanding this subtle distinction accounts for a tremendous amount of misery and suffering. In fact, it wouldn't be a stretch to say that not being okay with what is right here, that resisting what is, trying to change what already is the very definition of suffering. This is the distinction between pain and suffering in a nutshell. Pain is now. Pain is in the body. Pain is physical. Pain is a signal from the body that something is wrong with our physical form. Now, in this moment. Suffering, on the other hand, is extended pain. Suffering is either extended into the future as worry, as anxiety, or suffering is extended into the past as regret and as guilt. Suffering is an extension of pain. It's the result of not being okay from a psychological point of view, not a physical one. If you are suffering, rest assured that your problem is psychological, not physical. It's not real. It's mental and it's emotional. Pain is involuntary. Suffering is a choice. Pain is part of the body. That is the soma. Pain is part of the soma's intelligence, the body's intelligence. Suffering, on the other hand, is part of the psyche. It represents a lack of understanding. And it's the end result of resistance, which always is futile. Resistance is futile. Resistance costs us energy. Energy that could be much better spent healing and building, creating more neural connections in our prefrontal cortex. Resistance blocks the flow of energy. Resistance short circuits energy, creates short circuits, and takes us out of ease. In fact, resistance is the opposite of ease. Resistance is dis-ease. And behind all chronic illnesses, behind all disease, you will find some kind of resistance. Energy flows through the body when everything is working together in one unit, when we are whole, when all the pieces are operating together. Whole comes from the same root as health. Health and whole and holy are based on the same idea of energy flowing without resistance. In the body, resistance to what is, a psychological phenomenon first, ultimately shows up as contractions. These contractions create separations, and these separations block the flow of energy. Dr. Wilhelm Reich called these micro-contractions that we all experience as we go through our lives, armoring. If you want to really get a powerful idea about how the body works from an alternative perspective, read Dr. Wilhelm Reich. Study Reichian physiology, Reichian medicine. Dr. Wilhelm Reich is one of the most underappreciated and one of the greatest of all healthcare professionals who ever lived. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We got Grace Oscar coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about the Quantum Nurse, and we'll talk about her health panel, which I'll be doing tomorrow morning. All right, you're listening to The Bright Side. More with Grace, more on The Bright Side right after this.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We've got an interesting program today. We've talked to 2 guests. We've got Jean Keegan-Daly coming up the bottom of the hour, her book, Reflections of a Seasoned Soul. She's a hospice nurse. And right now we're going to talk to Grace Asagra.
about Freedom International Live Streaming. I'll be doing it tomorrow with multiple guests. Grace is a quantum nurse, as she calls herself. I'm really interested in hearing about that. She's the author of the book The Healing Dance, a fusion of massage and Asian healing and the Asian healing arts, and owner of the podcast Quantum Nurse, Out of the Rabbit Hole from Stress to Bliss. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Grace Asagra. Hello, Grace.
Oh, hello, Ben. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for what you're doing. You know, I always feel like I'm doing so many things, I don't even know where to begin with all the different things I'm doing. But then I dived into what you're doing, and you're the same way. You're doing so many different things that I don't even know where to begin. You're a registered nurse. You're an author. You're doing podcasts. You've got this panel going on tomorrow. We don't have a lot of time, so I wish we had more time to speak, and maybe we'll have you back on. But tell us a little bit about this, what do you call it, the Freedom? How did you describe it? The Freedom International? Freedom International. Tell us a little bit about that. What does that entail?
Okay. So we're happy to have you tomorrow, and that is the Freedom International live stream. I created this last year as a result of just being able to, the call to make a change or to be part of the freedom movement. So I thought if the doctors are coming together to speak out, so I was with podcasters and I said to them, I said, well, we're doing our own thing already. The only thing that we haven't done is come together. So then someone said, well, you lead the way. I said, I said, yeah, you can do it. So it didn't really take me a second thought. I said, that's how I am. If someone tells me and intuitively I can feel that, I said, okay, let me do that. And that's how I gave birth to the Freedom International live stream. And then so then we just started with like 5 podcasters. We just started with just 1 stream pair every 2 weeks, I think. And then it said, oh, no, we got to do it every week. And then so slowly, and now we're practically doing it 2 to 3 times a week. And
that's awesome.
So, right. Okay. And then, in fact, instead of looking so much or searching so much for who our guests would be, it seems like we're attracting or we're becoming magnets. And whoever can resonate to what our mission is, and that's who we invite. But I've been following you. I'm listening to you at Coast to Coast. So then one day again, I heard you again, and they said, oh, I'm kind of Ben.
Well, I'm very grateful. Hey, listen, I love the name Freedom International Live Stream. I love the word freedom. But sometimes when I think of health, I don't think of freedom. In fact, sometimes when I think of health and health care, not so much health, but health care and institutionalized medicine, I think of the very antithesis of freedom, especially now with what's going on. What's your take on the slavery, if you will, the anti-freedom perspective that seems to be being pushed by the mainstream medical model?
That's really the problem, because to some of us, we see it right away as an anti-freedom. And to others, it seems like they've been hypnotized or they're in a spell or they're just locked in that fear mode. And that's why tomorrow's conversation with you will be perfect, awesome. Because, yeah, it's really like that's why we the podcasters who are with me and we came together, we felt like we were being choked up last year when we couldn't speak up. But right now, we're just happy to be able to bring people together, have that conversation, and then us also, we keep learning, and we just keep getting ourselves empowered and be healthy. So part of us feels we're locked, but part of us feels free. And I guess the bottom line is it all goes back to your internal feeling and your belief that you'll never at some point be enslaved by anything or anyone if you choose not to.
Do you think the masses of people understand that? Do you think it's kind of like there's a small group of people like yourself, and then they're forced to confront a huge tidal wave of sheep and sleepwalkers?
From the conversation of all our guests, we've really seen it slowly progressing because we hear directly from them their direct experience, right? And some of them cannot even be announced in public because it's sort of like getting strategic. If the globalists are getting strategic and they have mastered certain things, also the ones who are, you know, moving slowly like us, there are some strategic things that sometimes you don't, you're not able to say it loudly. And at the same time, it's not covered by the mainstream media. And that's the thing. But anyway, we just keep going.
Yes, that's right. Just keep plugging away. All right. So how do people, if people want to listen, first of all, tell us about your podcast. How do people get to listen to that if they want to? And then tell us, how do people tune into the Freedom International live stream?
Okay. So I have an account in YouTube. And of course, in the next, until September, I will not be able to stream there because it has been a pattern already of YouTube that if they think you are giving disinformation, then they'll temporarily, I say temporarily because again, it's strategically how I do it. So I cannot be there. But it is at Quantum Nurse YouTube. Feel free. There's still many podcasts there. And of course, the backup channel will be the Quantum Nurse BitChute and the Quantum Nurse Rumble. And we are also blessed that Sasha Stone's Earth Heroes TV also is hosting us to put all our podcasts live stream in those video formats. So then the audio, it will be all over Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, so anywhere. And when during the live stream, like tomorrow, when we have you, it will stream right away to all my Facebook accounts. And because there are 4 or 5 of us who usually do this together, then after the show, then each of us put it up in our own stream or in our own platform. So we kind of like multiply the effect or the number of people who will listen to it. And I believe that our guests are really excited when we do that, or they're happy to have us together.
And what is the website? How do they people get on to if they want to watch tomorrow? How do they get on? Is there a website?
Tomorrow, go to their Facebook. If you're not my friend yet, friend me, Grace Sunga Asagra. But if not, just find Quantum Nurse. That's also in Facebook. And Filipino Hilot, also in Facebook.
So they can get to the panel tomorrow via Facebook?
Not the panel. The panel will only be, only for us, right?
No, I mean, so, but they can watch, they can view it.
Yeah.
From your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they can view it in Facebook.
Quantum Nurse or Grace Asagra, and that's Asagra. Thanks so much for being on the program, Grace. I'm very excited to talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
Take care. God bless. Thank you for what you're doing, too. All right, that was Grace Asagra. Go to her Facebook page, Grace Asagra, Asagra, or Quantum Nurse. And we'll be back with Gene Keegan Daily, Reflections of a Seasoned Soul. You're listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from flooding across parts of western Germany and Belgium rose around 100 Friday as the search continues for hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors and rescue people trapped in houses at risk of collapse. Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed her sorrow over the loss of life during a news conference at the White House late Thursday, saying the full extent of the tragedy will only be seen in the coming days. End quote. Los Angeles County in California will require masks to be worn indoors, even by those vaccinated against the coronavirus. The University of California Higher Education System also said Thursday that students, faculty, and staff must be inoculated against COVID-19 to return to campus. Xiaomi is now the second largest smartphone vendor based on worldwide shipments in the second quarter of 2021. The Chinese company captured 17% of the global market share, just behind Samsung's 19%, but ahead of Apple's 14%. USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure plan at the cost of $3.5 trillion is just the beginning. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, you add that to the $600 billion in a bipartisan plan, you get $4.1 trillion, which is very, very close to what President Biden has asked us for. End quote. West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrisey on Fox News says this plan would devastate workers in his state and surrounding areas.
This new so-called clean electricity standard, that if that goes into effect, that will devastate the West Virginia economy. We'll go into free fall because we still rely on coal for 90% of our electricity or power needs and natural gas. And the whole goal behind this big bill and the Biden climate agenda is literally to wipe out the use of those fossil fuels. So if he votes for this, this would be catastrophic for a state. So I'm rooting him on. I'm hopeful that he'll do the right thing. You may remember back in 2010 when Senator Manchin first ran, he shot the rifle through the cap and trade bill. What we're talking about here is the cap and trade bill on steroids. This goes so much further than the Obama Clean Power Plan, and it's going to devastate West Virginia. It's going to hurt Pennsylvania, Ohio, Appalachia. Working class America will pay a very heavy price, and working families are going to pay a lot more through the power grid. Price through the roof.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up. If you miss a program, want to review a subject, or you want to share a subject matter with someone, you can hit the search engine at brightsideben.com. We've got all our programs archived, 10, almost 11 years of archived information, lots of great health information, all free. We also have health information on our Bright Side, on our criticalhealthnews.com website and pharmacistben.com. News stories, blog posts, videos, interviews, lots of good stuff. And we also have the longevity products as well on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team if you want an entrepreneur and you want to start a longevity business, if you want to be part of the multi-billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you simply want to get your products at the wholesale price. Hit the join the team link at brightsideben.com. pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truth Skin Health products were all formulated in my compounding pharmacy. I had a compounding pharmacy for many years where I helped folks deal with various skin health issues, acne, psoriasis, dry skin, melasma, aging skin. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that's what Truth Treatments are all about. Healing equals beauty, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, just 100% active and functional ingredients. That means value for you, and that means results for you. And that's why we have 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can take a peek at Truth Reviewed, with a D, truthreviewed.com. Purchase our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments, with an S, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to speak to our guest today. Jean Keegan Daly is the author of a book, Reflections of a Seasoned Soul. She is a hospice nurse. She's experienced near-death experiences herself and also her patients. Her book is Stories of Transformation Experienced by an Inspired Hospice Nurse, an Impassioned Spiritual Traveler, Reflections of a Seasoned Soul. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Jean Keegan Daly. Hello, Jean.
Hello, Ben.
Thank you so much for coming on the Bright Side. I had near-death experience myself, and I love hearing them. I listen to, nowadays, there's all kinds of stuff about near-death. I remember when I first read my first near-death experience book in the 1970s, it was called Life After Life. Perhaps you heard it, Ray Moody, and it rocked my world, let me tell you, and I have yet to be the same. And since then, I've gotten to experience a near-death experience myself, and I'm just obsessed with the concept. I think it's the most important thing that we can understand is what happens after we live, because it gives us such a great perspective on life itself. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. It sure did with me as a hospice nurse and also with my own experience. And I read the book, Life After Life, and then I saw the movie that they made from the book.
Right.
And it was wonderful.
Did you see the movie and read the book after your experiences, or did you read the book before and did it prepare you for having experiences?
After the experience that I had.
Okay. So you had your own personal experience, and then you've also witnessed other people having experiences as a hospice nurse. Which came first, your experience, your personal experience, or you're witnessing other people having it?
My witnessing other people having their experiences came first when I was in hospice. And at the time that I was a hospice nurse at Lehigh Valley Hospice, there were no facilities as there are today. Everything was in the patient's home. So it was taking care of patient and the family. And it was a profound experience for me. I really sought out hospice nursing after my grandfather died, and also after I was a pediatric nurse and had a child die right in my arms. It was totally unexpected. So I wanted to find out more about this dying process and help people through it. And I was it's one of the most profound experiences of my entire nursing career, which has been 55 years.
What do you find, what do you sense when a person dies, or what do you feel when a person dies? Do you sense their body, their spirit leaving? Do you see it? How does it impact you when the moment of death occurs?
When the moment of death occurs, I've been with patients at that time, and they become very translucent in their skin. So their face looks translucent, their eyes are out of focus a bit, or they can be staring right at something. Sometimes they're staring at me and sharing with me what they're seeing beyond me. And sometimes I'm witnessing them looking maybe into a corner of a room or looking straight ahead and smiling and conversing silently with whoever they're seeing.
Wow.
And they look as though they are so prepared to go toward that. And they become very relaxed. They become quiet. They become, you can see, I can see their body just enfolding, being enfolded and enfolding themselves, this light that's around them. I have seen light around them. It's important to me to never touch the top of someone's head as they are dying, because I believe that's where their spirit leaves the physical body.
Can you see anything with your eyes?
I can see, I usually see a light coming from the top of their head. That's why I don't touch it. It's okay if you're holding the patient's hand. I mean, that's really preferred. But I see a lot of people, the family members, stroking the top of someone's head.
Uh-huh.
And I advise against that in a very, you know, kind way, that maybe it's perhaps better if they're stroking the patient's shoulder or they're holding their hand. It's just an awesome presence. It's a feeling. I remember standing and sometimes sitting, holding a patient's hand, knowing that they were at that point of transition, because that's how I see it then, as a transition from this dimension in this physical life to the next dimension in a spiritual life. Because I truly believe we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Do you ever see people resisting the transition?
Yes, I have.
Like fighting it?
And yes, people are afraid. That's one of the things in my hospice nursing, and even in any nursing that I do when someone is very ill, to help them to see that they are so much more than they may believe they are. So they may believe that they're leaving this life because that's the only reality that they know.
Mm.
They're afraid. They don't know what they believe that's going on. People have many different beliefs. So without interjecting my own belief onto them, I actually help them to discover what is it they believe and what is it they're afraid of, to help them then to know that there is a presence, a spiritual creator, whatever they call that spiritual source to be, that is all around them, that is where they are going, that they are going to. I used to explain it to children.
Hang on to that thought. That's really important, because children, I know the near-death experiences that children have are extremely profound. And I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. We've got to take a quick commercial break, Gene. We're talking to Gene Keegan-Daly, hospice nurse and author of the book Reflections of a Seasoned Soul, True Stories of Transformation Experienced by an Inspired Hospice Nurse. More with Gene Keegan-Daly on The Bright Side right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans. Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Jean Keegan Daly. Her book, Reflections of a Seasoned Soul, True Stories of Transformation Experienced by an Inspired Hospice Nurse and Impassioned Spiritual Traveler. I love that, Jean. So before we went to break, you were talking about children. And I find that when kids have near-death experiences, they're especially profound because they don't really have any kind of preconceived ideas like adults do. So tell us a little bit, continue talking a little bit about this idea of kids.
I believe that children, I was pediatric nurse for quite a while, and a little girl actually died in my arms. It was totally unexpected. Before she died, I was actually lifting her head to moisten her lips and have her have a little sip of water, and she just expired right in my arms. It was just totally unexpected. But I noticed that she had this look of, it was a surreal look on her face. As though she knew she was going to another place. And it was a calm, peaceful look. And she just kind of laid back in my arm, and then she died. We were not able to resuscitate her. The children, I've never actually talked to a child who had a near-death experience, except I have a grandson who told me that he was very aware of what was going on before he was born.
Wow.
And he was about 6 years old when he was telling me this story, and it was totally unsolicited. So children are very aware of their source until they get into the society's customs and beliefs, and then they start to not remember what they originally did remember. So I encourage children, and they start talking about anything spiritual, I encourage them to keep talking. Mm-hmm. I want to understand what they're sensing, what they're feeling, what they're experiencing. And a lot of people kind of tell them, oh, that's just a playmate. It's not really anybody that's
imaginary friends.
Yes, imaginary friend. And in fact, they are not imaginary. They are usually spiritual beings that are just loving to be around these children.
Wow. Yeah.
And I believe that they are even spiritual beings who have died and are children themselves. And just being here because the little children are so open to the experience of life, life in all of its dimensions. That's why I loved working with children.
Mm.
My husband was a child, yes.
Have you heard of Dr. Melvin Morris, Children of the Light?
No, I have not, no.
He's a pediatrician who works with kids who have near-death experiences, and he's written several books on it. One of them is called Children of the Light. And like I say, when kids have these experiences, it's especially profound because they have zero preconceived ideas about what death is or anything after death. What does it do for you when you see somebody die? What kind of feeling do you get inside yourself?
I feel very connected to that person. I feel as though I have done what I could do to help them to relax and to literally make that transition into the next dimension, next part of their experience, next part of their life, which is really their spiritual life. And I feel sad, of course, if I've always had a relationship with my patients, because hospice is such a personal type of nursing. Especially when you're in someone's home and you're caring for that patient and their family. And in my stories, I have three profound stories of transformation of patients that are most memorable to me. And so anyone reading this story can see how I was very involved with the family and the patient on a very personal level. So while I'm sad that they may have had to suffer, I'm sad that the family is losing them and they're upset, I'm glad for the person because they're free. They're leaving this dimension and they're going into a dimension of pure love, pure light, pure acceptance, pure grace. And I believe that because I see that expression on their faces.
Wow.
I see that expression on children, on adults. And even the people who are very afraid and resist death, when they get to a place where they no longer are afraid, which is where, in my opinion, hospice nursing comes in, and the family allows them to go. That's one other reason why people sometimes hold on and they resist. Their family is saying, don't leave me, don't go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
Part of my hospice nursing was to teach families, to, even though they're very sad and they don't want this person to leave their lives, that this is what is the soul of that person actually needs to do. Because we're all here for a limited time.
Right.
In this experience. And what? I believe we take our consciousness with us.
What do you think we can learn about life from death?
To make every single day in your life filled with as much love and compassion and joy and serving others and serving your soul, serving the God presence within you, to enjoy life, to help others whenever you can. You don't have to like someone, but to love their soul. The fact that we are all created by a creator that I've known as God, and some people may have different names for this presence that is God, that we are all created equally, even though our experience on this earth may be completely different. And even though you may really disapprove of someone, I believe that our mission on earth is to be authentic. Find out who you really are at your core, which is spirit, and why you're here. What particular things can you do in your life on earth to serve, to help others, to foster love, to help yourself to know how you can be as authentic as possible. And that, to me, is what you learn as you're dying, that you have done your best to meet all of those goals that I think we all have, and to remember that you are going back to where you came from.
So do you think life has a purpose? There's actually a purpose for being alive?
I do.
What is it?
And the purpose for being alive, in my opinion, is to love, to serve, to remember. To remember who we truly are and that we have choice. We are here to experience this dimension, this three-dimensional reality. Yet it is just one of the dimensions. It is our purpose on Earth to experience things with love, with joy, with peace, with serving others in a loving way, and to remember that we really do have an abundant universe.
Mm.
People resist that, resist receiving from the universe, because we have things like greed and we have things like hatred, which really have no meaning as far as our spiritual self is concerned.
Do you think they come from a place of fear?
I do. I think they come from fear because they don't know who they really are.
Mm.
People don't realize that they are spiritual beings having human experience. And what we can learn, for example, we can learn, I love communication. When people learn how to listen, so maybe a purpose for someone in this lifetime is to really learn how to listen and understand another person's point of view, even though you disagree. Maybe a person's purpose in this lifetime is to have deeper connections with family members, with friends, to their understanding of that other person. Maybe someone's purpose is to help someone in a situation that they normally would not be aware of, that they're presented with that situation.
Gene, we're out of time. Thank you so much for what you're doing. It's awesome, and the book is wonderful, Reflections of a Seasoned Soul, True Stories of Transformation Experienced by an Inspired Hospice Nurse. Thank you so much for being on the Bright Side, Gene. Best of luck to you. And
thank
you. Mind hanging on? Hang on the line. I want to say goodbye to you, okay, if you don't mind. Hang on. Gene Keegan-Daly, registered hospice nurse, her book, Reflections of a Seasoned Soul. I encourage everyone to read it. It's highly, highly inspiring, and that's all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.